The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. In this new year, I will not lose weight, eat better, call this or that person more often on the phone. New Year's resolutions. Some do it, some don't, and most people don't keep them very long. Well, I didn't give this podcast the first thing this year so that it might stand out and you might consider it and you might more seriously take the thought and consider it. I'd like to suggest we consider a spiritual New Year's resolution. How might I improve my spiritual situation or connection with God? I know some people would say, I should pray more, I should read the Bible more, or I should do more good deeds, or I should go to church more. Now, any of these are fine, but I'd like to look at it slightly differently. I read a devotion that kind of looked at this, but in a slightly different way, and it raised some questions. And I think the questions are really good for helping us consider what a spiritual resolution might be during this new year. One, when and where do you feel closest to God? Can you name what is holding you back from leaning into God more? And if so, ask him for help to get through it or around it. Three, where have you seen God shown up in ways that you can only attribute to him? Four, what has built your trust in him the most? Okay, I'll come back to each of these in just a moment. But first, a simple Bible verse, which is a statement, a promise, and a goal. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. A statement, a promise, and a goal. Okay, now let's look at these four questions again. One, when and where do you feel closest to God? For me, the place I feel closest to God is when I'm sitting in a forest in Wisconsin. Well, I don't get to do that very much. So what's the next best thing? Well, it's the still quiet forest. That means no interruptions by phones or people. I have peace and tranquility. I can just relax and enjoy what's going on around me, and that connects me to God. Okay, so if I can't go to a forest in Wisconsin, then where? Well, anywhere in which I can sit and peacefully think of God with no interruptions, comfortable, and admittedly something connected to nature. The sunshine, the wind, birds singing. Well, and knowing this, I have a pet bird. You'll hear him sing every once in a while in the background. There's times I just will sit and listen to him sing, and it just connects me to God. That's why I have a pet bird. I sit outside in the backyard when I can to feel the wind, to hear nature. I have a chair next to a window with sunshine streaming in. When I can't go in the backyard, then I sit in that chair and enjoy the sun. These things connect me to nature and connect me to God. I take time every day to connect with these things and with God. So how about you? Where best do you connect with God? Second question. Can you name what's holding you back into leaning into God more? If so, tell him, ask him help to get either through it or around it. This really simply requires that you talk to God about your troubles. Sometimes for me it's money, not enough to pay the bills. Sometimes it's lack of sleep and being so tired and drugged out, dragged out, I guess you'd say, because of lack of sleep, all that caused by my sleep disorder because of my blindness. That circadian rhythm, it just disrupts my life at times. And so I talk to him. I tell him. Now, so that I don't get too long, how about I stop there and pick up the third and fourth one in the next podcast? So, I don't do this often, but let's recap what we've covered so far. First, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. It's a statement. God is telling you, you're new in Christ Jesus. It's a promise that he is continually forming and shaping you into something new. And it's a goal that you become something new. So, where do you feel closest to God? For me, I shared. How about you? Where are you closest to God? And will you take time and commit to doing that on a daily basis? Two, what's holding you back from leaning more into God or trusting God more? Share those things with him. So a spiritual resolution will be find that place that brings you closer to God and do it every day. Tell him your struggles every day. Remember, you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. He died for you on the cross. He took your sins. And when he rose from the dead, he became new. A new person. He did. He was dead. He's alive. And that's what he promises to you and me, that we will rise also when we lean and trust in him, both for forgiveness of our sins and our daily needs. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for the ways that we can connect with you, because you know we need that as human beings, and you provide them in so many ways. Lord, help us connect with you and then to share with you each and every day so that we can see how you provide for us today and always. Be with us and help us with these New Year's resolutions. In your name we pray. Amen. I'd love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone, that's not-alone.net. Or if you get the email a notification, just hit reply and that comes to me. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.